up, Grizz Nation?
Touchdown, Montana! Is one thing to say. The pride and tradition of the Montana Grizzlies will not be entrusted to the timid or the weak. Let's go, baby! Up with Montana, boys! It's go time!
Go time! Welcome to the 2025 Montana Radio Program of the Year, The Daily Drive. Here's your host, the 2025 Montana Radio Program of the Year, Ace Sauerwein.
The team name game open championship 2026.
It's time for the team name game.
It's the voice of the Grizz, Riley Corcoran, against yours truly in the team name game open final. Jackson Wagner, he's supposed to be here. Look, hold on. I got to turn your mic on. How about now?
Amazing. Yeah, how that works out. Jackson Wagner, nowhere to be found. Is he on God Awful Reserve Street? It's amazing.
Well.
After the public call out, he shows up.
Well. Hey, pal.
Wow.
Catch your breath. I ran up some stairs.
Is this your way of building the anticipation for the championship? You're trying to get us, our heart rate going up a little more, or what?
I just wanted you guys to sweat a little bit.
Is your mic on?
You know?
Well, yeah, it's on. Denny Bedard was on standby for his list of 10, so I didn't know what that was going to turn out to be, so I'm glad you're here.
Nice you can make it.
You know, thought I'd pop by, just say hello to the fellas.
You got the the Travis DeCure School of Time going on here today.
No comment. Today's Daily Drive is courtesy of our good friends over at Y West Storage. Secure, convenient storage solutions right here in Western Montana. Give them a call today at 406-510-0590 and reserve your unit today. That is right. We are doing the finale of the team name game open. Might be the finale of the team name game as we know. We're going to kind of pivot and do some trivia. Team name game will be in the mix, I believe, in our World Series of Trivia or whatever we call it, but team name game open today. Riley and Ace, the voice versus the voice of the Lady Grizz, squaring off for the championship. By the way, I don't have a trophy. Never got a trophy.
No trophy.
But hold on. I'm thinking during break, maybe we have a room of junk over there. I might run over to see if I can find something for a trophy.
Wow. I think so. Yeah. Is that dependent on who wins?
I should wait for that.
An old sock with a Sharpie says champion if I win.
Right.
If you win, we'll go to the budget.
Yeah.
Get something nice.
Concert tickets or something like that.
Sounds about right.
Jax, did you watch Trey Taylor on Love Island last night?
You know, I didn't. We're watching the season just like all the way through, and we're still a couple episodes behind.
Ooh.
And it was like, I'm not going to jump ahead and ruin some other things.
You don't want me to spoil anything then?
Well, I know what happened. Yeah.
Okay.
I did say, Taylor's sister was watching and said, do you want us to spoil it for you? And I was like, no, I want to find out how he does later.
She
and then
still spoiled it?
Now, just people were tagging us on Instagram and Twitter and stuff. And so
How was it? Did it go mini viral for an hour or two?
You know,
I mean, putting the post out there was nice.
Our Instagram post, I was looking already today, has more likes than any post since Money Williams' Big Sky Tournament MVP post.
Well, so, I was going to say for June 22nd, 23rd, it has to rate for
good engagement. Of all the posts in the last 4 months, it's like our third best performing. So it's the people were interested. I'll tell you that much.
We will get to the team name game open, but filling people in if they missed yesterday's show, because I found out live on the show yesterday, I was well behind, like hours behind, but I found out. I actually called Claire mid-show because I'm like, you got to explain what the bombshell is. So she made her debut on the Daily Drive yesterday.
Nice.
But
I need to go listen to that.
Yeah. She was actually, and she explained it a lot better than I ever could.
Did she say that Trey is technically not a bombshell?
No.
Because he did not enter the villa.
Oh.
They have a villa where they all stay, and the bombshells enter
the
villa.
So, like, the six guys that got... Well, sorry to spoil. The six guys that voted through, they're bombshells.
Still no, I don't think, also. There's a twist in every season called Casa Amor, where they send the people from the villa to Casa Amor. So, like, all the guys get a completely new group of girls and vice versa.
Uh-huh.
And then after Casa, they, like... you can either choose to remain in your couple or sure, you can man. Take the Casa girl.
So this is Love Island.
I've watched a lot of Love Island.
Is it like Love
whether
is Blind?
Whether I like that or not.
Is it?
Just, you know, it's just like, let's just put absolutely a bunch of people sucks. In a villa in Fiji that are all very attractive and let them figure it out. And they like eliminate people. They'll add to that. So bombshells will enter. It starts.
Deadline is saying he's a bombshell.
Okay, maybe that is technically the terms.
I thought
the bombshells were only the ones that entered the villa.
I hate that show. So
I hear rumor of this.
I knew I was going to hate it. I have been adamant that this show is not only just bad, but probably bad for human frickin' nature and culture at this point. I watched it last night. That sucks.
Sounds like you're a hater.
Yeah, and I am happy to be a hater on this. I wrote an article. It's up on KGRZMissoula.com, actually. I shared my thoughts on it.
Of course.
And in one of my lines, I said, listen, I don't want to yuck your yum if you like this show, but this flat out sucks.
Hey, I like
it. The worst people imaginable. Just, I hear like every other word. It drives me up the wall. These conversations. So the one line that killed me was some guy just sits down. He's like, so what are your turn-ons? And this chick's like, whoa, you're jumping straight to it.
Yeah.
This other guy, this dork goes, well, you know, I really like good connection, but I also like a huge ah. And I'm like, what the? These people don't even have brains.
So it sounds like you were enjoying it.
No, not at all. You were liking it. No, my skin was crawling.
I think two things.
Did you see what happened to Trey, too? That just grossed me out.
I did not.
He got twerked on for millions of people, and it was a very aggressive twerk.
Don't say romance isn't dead, guys.
That's right.
Man.
One, the UK version's better.
That's what Claire says.
Two, it feels like real people. I feel like a lot of reality shows these days, it's like, I'm there to do that. These people all feel very real. Taylor and I a lot disagree. Of times, it's like, yeah, that person's not very smart, but like he's being very honest about what he is feeling. So
I agree to disagree, but that's where we're at.
Good stuff. Alex Hoffman, local local media.
He's going on the show.
No, he's not going on the show. But he texted me and was like, "Did you know about this? I love the show." So we had a good chat.
So maybe instead yesterday. Of sports cinema, you guys could do Love Island.
Sure,
reviews.
Sure,
just the difference between what you two.
If Trey now
we'll just argue every
watch
week.
It together and then just
we just argue.
Kind of funny
first take, but it's just Love Island. If Trey would have made the
you're the definitely going to be the Stephen A in this situation, Ace.
I'm sorry. I just can't believe Trey didn't make it. If Trey would have made it, I think we could have actually done something where I would have watched some episodes solely for content. I would have
gotten him on the Daily Drive.
I still might. I want to know the ins and the outs of that stupid show.
He probably has an NDA, but you could try.
I know. I thought that too. Yeah.
At least until it's over. When's it over?
True. I think it goes all summer.
50-plus episodes? Yeah.
Per season?
It's like it's like the whole summer, basically, and they release an episode every single day. Except
every
for the weekends,
day.
I think.
It's unbelievable.
All 5 weekdays.
Unbelievable.
Some shows have 10.
Yeah.
15,
did you,
12.
Did you just throw it on.
Did you watch Hot D on Sunday?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, baby. House of the Dragon. All right, we can...
We're back.
Come here,
Guys,
that's good
guys.
Television.
U.S. Open, College World Series,
never heard of
Major
it.
League Baseball.
I actually think Hot D was on after all that.
What studio did I walk into today?
Hot D was on after all that.
World Cup? Didn't even mention the World Cup. Yeah, I know
that's
you're
about
dedicated. You're watching,
option for me,
you're
right?
You're watching all four games every day, right?
Oh, absolutely. No, you know what? Once there's a bracket, I'll be more involved. This pool play stuff and, hey, they've already clinched this, so it doesn't matter. Like, it's all great. Yeah, no. Once we get to the bracket.
You just wait for Boise, too. You're like, regular season, right, doesn't matter. Let's just.
Boise.
We're the sixth seed in Boise.
Exactly.
We can win it still.
Exactly. Just like the Grizz did in the regular season finale. Doesn't matter. Just whatever.
Just get us there.
Yeah. No, I don't know. Also, 48 teams are in the World Cup, right?
Yes, sir.
So why are we all celebrating that 32 make it? Oh, wow. It's amazing. You made it that 33% of the teams get knocked out. Great.
I do agree with that take.
Come on.
Can I offer a counter? You got to take the small wins.
You do.
Got to take the small wins. Advance to the next step. You go, all right, that's pretty cool for us.
You have to be able to cut the field in half. 24, 16 for the next
round. It is weird they go from 48 to 32.
And, and I agree. It's a huge celebration for some. But France, don't be getting all crazy because you made it to the round of 32 out of 40. It's great for the U.S., but you look at the
U.S. is in a weird spot where it's like they, I think just results-based, this is like the best group stage in a while for them. But also, the getting to the round of 32 for them is not like they should be going to the round of 16 is bare minimum.
And this is going,
which, like, usually advancing through the group stage gets you there. So it's like, okay, we got the bare minimum. Now a win would be huge. Now you have to win two knockout games.
And this might prove that I'm following more than you think.
Ooh.
Going to be kind of a tougher draw for whoever they get coming out. Whoever takes third in the pool, the wild card team, the U.S. have to play. Kind of some tough pool, tough groups that they'll see.
Can you confirm?
I think the U.S. is going to have a very easy path.
Okay.
But
see?
Bosnia and Herzegovina, most likely right now.
Okay.
We'll see.
Many Bosnians died.
Belgium losing is helping us. Or Belgium not winning, I guess. I don't think they've lost yet.
I'm not going to say anything on my Star Wars quote there. Many Bosnians.
Wow.
But forget it.
Today's Daily Drive. Right over my head.
Well, I knew it was going to go over your head. Is brought to you by our good friends over at... I know, but it was Bosnia you said. So I said many Bosnians...
Sorry, my bad,
quality,
my bad, my
seamless
bad.
Gutters.
You have to explain it. It's not...
Professionally installed gutters built to handle Montana weather. Give them a call. 406-728-4002 for a free quote. Team name game open championship. Let's get back on track. That's coming up next. I think we do a coin flip for just who goes first, who goes second.
I think that's probably fair.
We'll flip the coin in the break.
That's him acknowledging
that's his
that
first admission that the seating
seven,
was BS.
Six. Courtesy of Madhouse Farms, locally grown products in Montana agriculture. You can feel good about two convenient locations at the Y and in Alolo.
It's time for the team name game.
All right, we have reached the championship. The team name game open 2026. We're going to flip a coin here.
The drama.
How about we just do heads? Here, Jax, actually you do it so I don't get called any...
A cheater over here.
If it's heads, I go first. Tails, you go first. Okay. How's that sound?
Sounds great.
All right. Jax?
Oh, he's got the sound effect.
He just broke them. Oh, I see.
He's going to let it fall. He's going to let it fall. Yeah, play by play. Down to the ground it goes.
Tails.
Tails, you go first.
First time.
That actually works because now I can go over to the junk room and find a trophy. So that actually works really well because I forgot to do that.
Something better than a sock, please.
I'll see, if there's a sock in there, I'm not touching that. Today's Daily Drive, also courtesy, you can take over here in a sec, Jax.
Hey, thanks, pal.
Of Campbell Kia of Missoula, new and pre-owned vehicles. Great service and a no-pressure buying experience located off of Expressway and online at CampbellKia.com. Jax, I'll even cue everything up for you, get you off running here.
First time I went first.
Are you on mic three? You are. Yep, you're on.
That one.
All right. Corcoran, good luck.
Best of luck to you, Ace.
Go find some junk. I'm gonna take my drink.
Whoa, drinking on the air. any parameters here? Or we can just roll?
Talking to me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, we're just gonna roll then.
We didn't explain the rules. I'll do that for you there.
Okay.
If you're a first time listener of the team name game open, or just the team name game, I suppose. I'm gonna give these two 10 team names. I'll say Montana. They have to give me the team name, Grizzlies, and the location, Missoula, Montana. We need the states. I've been accused of throwing some curveballs lately. I have another one today.
Okay.
But I don't think it will affect anything.
The world, because neither one of us are going to get the World Cup, that's probably what it is. Yeah.
Probably. Yes, probably. But... We'll see. Maybe you guys have been studying up since last week.
I looked at the list one time, and I was like, I'm not getting all 48, and Jackson's going to pick Bosnia and whatever. And
we'll see what we got.
All right. I'm ready to rock, man.
We're going to go through 10. You got 20 points possible.
Well, if you had to guess maybe in the blind, and this is not giving anything away, what do you think the winning score is going to be?
I think today, I actually think this one... Because it is also random for the most part.
Yep.
I have thrown one in that's not random on both these last ones, but everything else is random.
Okay.
Last week you got a hard one against Hank.
Agreed.
The semis. This, I think, is easier. So I think it's going to be like 17, 18.
Going to come down to those locations on 9 and 10, maybe. All right. I like it.
I think you're gonna jump off to a quick start here.
Okay.
In the NBA, it is Toronto. Again, random.
Really? This is Jackson's favorite team.
It is my favorite team. Whoa.
They are the Toronto Raptors.
That is correct.
And Toronto, Ontario, Canada.
That is correct.
I tried to get my provinces right a little bit there. For some reason, I mean, Montreal's in Quebec, but I just had to make sure on the east side of Canada there between my provinces.
Yeah, I was like, I just put Toronto, Canada on the list, and then I was like, I actually should probably hold them too. If we're all in states,
gotta
province
do it.
Too.
Well, and I'll admit, of the ones that haunted me, you know, lost sleep over at Jackson last week, it was a tough draw, but the one I should have gotten for sure was New Jersey. I missed the Devil's location, so I didn't want to miss one that. So
that was the only, I think, surprise of last week.
Yeah, I know.
That one felt hard, but that was also like the hardest. Which maybe Toronto in the NBA is the hardest.
We'll see if I think Ace has his Canada down. He basically, wasn't he born in Canada? I mean,
yeah, close
Northern
enough.
Wisconsin.
Yeah,
close enough.
All right. Our next team is in Major League Baseball. And it is from the American League. I will give you that.
Okay.
And it is New York.
The New York Yankees. Play in the Bronx, New York.
Wow, you even got the Bronx.
Come on.
That was another one when it came up. I was like, should I change it from just New York City to I have to have him name the the borough?
Absolutely. We'll see if Ace can get the borough.
Oh, wait,
does Ace know it's a borough?
That also could be. That one, I think if you follow baseball, you know they're the Bronx Bombers, so you would get... But I was like, maybe they used to be in the Bronx, and they had that nickname a long time ago, but they are still in the Bronx.
Oh, yeah.
I guess they've only... They moved across the street. Yeah, so that's...
It's cool. The old ballpark has home plate and just an old school backstop that, like, kids can just go play, pick up at, and they can play on the home plate of the old Yankee Stadium across the street from the new one.
Awesome.
Pretty sweet.
That is awesome. I love that type of stuff. The history
of... That's what sports is about.
Yeah. Oh, man. All right. Four points out of four so far. You're doing great. We're going Triple-A baseball now, from the MLB to the Triple-A.
Okay.
They play in the PCL.
Okay.
The team is Sugarland.
They're the Sugarland Sugar Beaters.
I love you.
Ryan. No! Shoot. In Sugarland, Texas. Okay.
They are in Sugarland, Texas.
I did salvage one. Darn it!
They maybe possibly were the Sugar Beaters. That is also Chinook. Great. Great.
Yes. Is it something else, Beaters?
They are the Space Cowboys.
Ooh. And I knew there was a Space Cowboys. I'll admit that.
Do you know who they...
Who their affiliate is?
Yeah, I was going to give
Astros.
That, but then I thought, yep.
Okay. I did know that... It's weird, like when you look at transactions as a kid, now I look at
Triple
A. He was
AUC.
Called up from Triple A, Sugarland.
They used to be the Sugarland Skeeters.
Skeeters, that's what I was thinking. So I was
is that
off
like
either
mosquitoes?
Way.
Mosquitoes?
Yeah, like the Mosquitoes.
Yeah, that's interesting.
I mean, Texas in the Sahara. Hey, them watch out for them Skeeters. I actually think that's what it's got to be.
I could absolutely see that being the case.
Okay,
they changed in 2022 to the Space Cowboys.
What I will say about that, and going first, this is fun to do some analysis. I don't, like, that might be a tough location.
I was going to say, I thought location might be hard and you would get the other one. Yeah. So I'm curious.
So they're the Sugarland Space Cowboys.
Space Cowboys. Out of Sugarland, Texas. I just did, I'm going to pick the AAA team and I did a random MLB team. And when I got the Astros and saw Sugarland, I was like, I have no clue where they could be located.
AAA baseball. Minor league baseball is legit as far as mascots and getting creative and all that stuff.
Awesome stuff. Awesome stuff.
All right. Five of six.
5 out of 6. You're hanging in there. We're going now to the WHL. It's the Western Hockey League.
No, Jackson!
I think you will get this. Maybe not, but I think you will. The team is Portland in the WHL. You will get at least a point.
I'm going through all my Portland teams, right? And my eyes are closed right now. I'm worried if the team I'm thinking of, it was the old baseball mascot.
Our friend Ace Sauerwein is calling me.
That's interesting.
Hello, you're live on the Daily Drive with Jackson Wagner.
He telling us to hurry it up?
Yes. Okay. We'll hold an answer for a moment.
Ooh.
All right. No, trophy, hold the answer.
Whoa.
Trophy is a coffee mug.
Okay.
You a coffee drinker? That seemed not rude. He really threw things off.
He did there. Okay. So,
all right, so
AHL. Okay.
It's the WHL. The Western Hockey League.
Gosh, I'm gonna go with it. The Portland Beavers in Portland, Oregon.
You get the correct location.
You get the wrong answer.
Beavers is the triple. It was their old baseball team, I think.
Really?
I think.
Portland Beavers. Maybe I'm wrong. They are the Portland Winterhawks. I think it's like a Blackhawks minor league type team.
I feel good knowing that was not in the... That's one of those you either know or you don't, yeah. Right? Okay.
That one I was thinking, like, I got hockey, and it was like, I don't know about, like, I don't know any of those minor league teams. Yeah. So I was like, well, I know that both of these guys have been to Portland at least, so that maybe makes it a little easier to where they'd get one.
Yeah, I'm okay with where I'm at right now, and I feel that Ace might be one ahead of me at this point, but I'm not out of the woods. 4 out of 6? Or 6 out of 8?
Yeah, you're 6 out of 8 so far. 6 out of 8. Okay. Yeah, not out of the woods by any stretch. I think 6 out of 8... is good.
I think
through
so.
The first four.
I think you went through minor league, some tricky
tricky AAA baseball team. Right. You could get tripped up on the first one, and I think the second one you're fine. But the second one's one you could overthink and be like the Yankee. I guess you're right. You probably think the Yankees play in New York City, but that's
shout out Maggie Wida for the LA one.
Oh, she did that.
Ace gave her LA American League.
Dang, it is. You know, you
it is.
New York Giants, they don't play in New York. So
it's true.
All right, question number 5. We've got a World Cup team.
Oh boy.
They're doing pretty well so far. One of the powers, the team is Spain. The nickname for the Spanish national team.
Nope. Not coming to me. I was trying to pull something out. I mean, some of the names are cool, like how they, you know, the all reds or how they do it. I mean, the Spaniards are the only thing that's coming to mind. The Spain Swindlers.
The Spain Swindlers. It's incorrect. Guesses on...
There's one or... I mean, it's 1 out of 2. It's either... I'm not blocking this in. It's either Madrid or Barcelona.
Well, can I tell you something? They don't actually have a host stadium play.
Okay, so Spain.
So I think Spain
is going to work.
Maybe capital of Spain is what I was going to pivot to.
Oh, I was going to say Barcelona, Spain was going to be my answer before. God.
Those are the two soccer powers. So I thought I could go with that. Or we just leave this one. It's out of a 19, and I get in trouble by Ace. Well, he's not happy with me.
Well, the thing is if they don't have a distinct stadium, I don't know if we can just say capital.
Yeah.
But I get it. This is going to be fun. If he... the capital of Spain. Is the capital of Spain Madrid? Okay.
Capital of Spain is Madrid.
So this is good now. We'll let him guess, and then if we go by the capital, I got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like that.
Okay.
I like that. We're gonna say you're at 7 out of 20.
Okay. 7 to 10.
7 out of
Yeah. 7 out of 10. On the and we're gonna count it towards 20.
Okay. I like it.
I think that's fair.
We'll see.
I did.
And I'm glad I went with Madrid just to break the tie, just in case something funny happens.
By the way, you were basically there. They are La Roja. Because they have red jerseys. You said the all reds.
I was trying to.
You were right there. Like, and I think you got France in the last one, and they're Le Bleu.
Yeah, I'm right there. Come on.
You were following the right track.
See, I'm warming up. World Cup, like, everyone is all in right now. I'm easing in.
That's good.
And by the time the bracket comes out,
Yeah.
I'll follow.
I might have World Cup fatigue by the time the bracket's out, you know? I've been.
You might need some of my
energy.
Four
matches a day, yeah.
Six. This weekend, six to get through pool play.
Yeah.
Watch out. You might have to make decisions. Oh, FS2 might be coming in the mix.
It's I'm not liable to say where I'm watching the games at on radio.
But, I like that.
You
I
know?
Like
that. We got Telemundo on Peacock. That's entertaining sometimes.
Cantor's call of Messi's goal was, I mean, he just held it out forever. It was pretty cool. It was
sweet. All right. Number six. We're into the back half, which is all college now. So
okay.
You're going to the SEC. SEC country. Kay. You've been there before. And you've actually been to this school before too. Tennessee.
Oh, with you, my friend. The Tennessee Volunteers in Knoxville, Tennessee. And me and you, for 2 weeks afterwards, we're still singing good old Rocky Top. Rocky Top. The woo gets you.
It does.
And the band is great.
What a spot. Football would be even better, but even basketball was amazing time.
Trav loves me this time of year because I'm like, all right, man. Hey, where are we going to play? Get an SEC school on there. They have the last couple of years.
That's
right.
We'll see. Tennessee, much cooler than Texas A&M.
Yes.
For sure.
Without a doubt.
All right. Question number seven. Nine out of 12.
Okay.
Question seven's in the Big 12. It is TCU. Texas Christian
University. They are the Horned Frogs. And they are in Fort Worth, Texas.
Two more points to bring you to 11 out of 14.
Come on, got to double digits.
Fort Worth, Texas. That was that also could be a slightly trickier one. Of all the Big 12 schools, that might be the harder.
Yeah, as far as location.
Yeah. Now we get into three trickier ones.
Yep.
Small schools. Out of the Patriot League, the school is American.
Oh, wow. I am completely blanking on the mascot, and I can't believe it.
Any thoughts on a location?
I think I have the location, but if I'm wrong on both, this could be really bad. Wow. I'm going to go with the American Eagles in Washington, D.C.
American Eagles in Washington, D.C., is correct.
Oh, on both?
Two out of two.
Let's go.
That was big.
That was huge. Oh, both of them are right.
Both are correct.
I knew DC because Howard played them. And it was weird things I do. I knew they played. I'm like, oh, it's two DC teams. Fine. I couldn't think of anything else besides American Eagles, and I'm thinking, that's too obvious, and American Eagle is a brand. No way, right?
Yeah, I kind of thought the same thing, but it's like, that's a little odd that they are the American Eagles. I would not want to play for American Eagle. But
no.
Love the jeans, you know?
Loved everything when I was in like eighth grade. Was the thing.
It was.
It was great. Ooh.
All right.
That's where not studying helped. Like, just went to straight what I thought American was.
Just in the head. It all exists up there somewhere. You're just finding that mind fallacy here.
13
out of 16. That's a very good score here. Okay. Very good score. To question nine. In the Southern League, Southern Conference. The team is East Tennessee State University. ETSU, as they are often called.
Yes. They dang near beat North Dakota State at home a couple years ago. They should have.
Wow. In football.
Yes. Yep.
I don't remember that one.
Well, I'm trying to get the location.
Yeah, you got the name, right?
They are the Buccaneers.
Hold on. They are the Buccaneers.
Part of me thinks it's a... I don't think it could be in Chattanooga because Chattanooga is already there and there's no way there's two FCS schools in the same town. I'm going to go with Johnson City, Tennessee.
Johnson City, Tennessee. Well, I got to get a move on before the sun.
Let's go!
Wow. That was big. That might do it.
That was the
I thought there was no... that was one I was like, ooh. Maybe a 10% chance one of them gets it.
I spoke out my thinking of the Chattanooga because Chattanooga came to my... I'll admit
Johnson City.
Location surprised myself a little.
You Where'd it come from? You've just seen it before?
I've seen, yeah, East Tennessee State, Johnson City. Just, I'm weird, Jackson, when it comes off. Hold on. I'm weird, period. When I look at box scores, right, I go down to the very end of location, city, arena, what was the weather, the arena, all that. So it just, so I think I remember that day. North Dakota State beat them in overtime in Johnson City, Tennessee.
Dang. Well, that's big. Through come nine. On. Which is 18 points. You have 15 now. So
huge. Let's go for the dagger.
Huge.
Let's go for
can
the
you get
dagger.
To 17. I thought 17 or 18 would win it. You can get there.
Come on.
If you get both of these out of the America East, the school is NJIT. I might leave it at that. I think that's what they are like officially.
You're right. They are the New Jersey Institute of Technology.
There you go. Yeah.
They are the Highlanders.
They are the Highlanders. Well done.
There's not many cities in Tennessee, jeez, in New Jersey. This is a shot in the dark. I'm going to go with Trenton, New Jersey.
Trenton, New Jersey for NJIT.
I love
you. Wrong answer. For the second straight week, Newark, New Jersey does you in.
Newark God! Again. We need to go there on a trip then, I guess. Gosh. Okay. Newark.
Dang, Newark.
Okay, I went smaller.
16 out of 20. Trenton, New Jersey, though. Somebody's in Trenton, New Jersey. Yeah, did we look this up last week, too?
Got to be something. Here's the deal. I can't be mad because I kind of used that theory for my Johnson City guess, so fair. It worked out for me there.
Trenton, New Jersey. Sorry, now I'm...
Yeah, I'm curious.
The Trenton Thunder in baseball?
Yeah. Double
the
A?
Trenton Iron Hawks. The Collegiates team. I thought that maybe the New York Red Bulls played there, too, but I'm not seeing that.
Okay.
All right, well... We'll grab our friend Ace.
I feel pretty good.
I like 16.
About 16. If he can get more, he deserves it. That's what I'll say.
I agree with that.
Okay. All right, he's coming.
He's coming.
He's going to lead us to break.
That was a very, for all the crap, the team name gig bits, that was a very championship worthy list.
Right?
Yep.
That felt, well done. That felt appropriate.
That had a little bit of everything. I can't complain about that's
wow.
So good. I can't complain about number five, but that would be my only one where that's, I would just go like that to you. But that's okay.
Send it to break?
Yes, sir.
You know how to do that?
Nope. Nobody's ever taught me that.
Some teacher you are.
You just gotta learn in the radio biz. I don't know.
I'm watching. All I'm right. Learning.
I just get a little bit of this stuff.
Yep. Nothing pairs better with game day than the best burger in town and a cold one on tap. You'll find both at the Mo Club.
Whoa!
Hungry, thirsty, and looking for the game? The Mo Club checks all the boxes. Best burgers, cold taps, and the best bar in town to catch the game. Was I supposed to read all of that?
I think that Jackson's getting ready for Grizz basketball in November again.
Yeah, I think so too, pal.
That sounded great.
You got a calling. You got a real calling over there.
I kind of lost my voice a little bit at the Zootown Festival this
Did
weekend.
You?
So it's a little gravelier than normal, I believe.
I was wondering that when you
matches
walked in.
Matches your beard.
Like, are you?
Yeah.
Good point. It's like, are you
gray and gravelly
sick?
These days?
You're just kind of just gravelly from
just
the weekend.
I lost my voice a little bit. Yeah. Got yeah, yeah, yeah. All right. Ace.
How do you do?
Would you like to know how you did?
You know, I feel I did pretty good.
Okay. You did well.
I think that Jackson had a championship-worthy list. I'm not kicking myself over any of my wrong answers.
Okay.
So I feel that if you beat me, you deserve it.
Yesterday, I said going into the show, I said you'd be a favorite, like minus 165 on the money line. What did he get?
He got 16.
16. Maybe move up a little bit, like 170 to 175.
Wow, because you would have guessed 15, 15 and a half.
Well, I just think 16 is a solid score.
To beat 16 with this list, again, you deserve that awesome trophy that you
that
brought was, in.
I feel like you pulled a couple.
I pulled one rabbit for sure, maybe two.
Okay.
Out of my hat.
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess one rabbit. Two that I was like, this is going to be hard, and you got them both.
I know what you're talking about.
But you knew, you definitely, one, it was just like he knows it, which was impressive.
This is what we were playing for, folks. Team Name Game 2026.
Hey, cherries. There's cherries on there.
It's a 94.
Do you think that'll last a wash or no?
So, probably not.
It's not a usable trophy.
It's a Sharpie.
All right.
We have a 94.9 KISS FM Smith & Nelson coffee mug, who I believe used to work here. I'm not sure who Smith, not sure who Nelson was that before me, but if you listen to Kiss FM, you might know. But that is the trophy that we're playing for today.
It's Willie Nelson.
And Willie Nelson?
Yeah. You didn't know he started at Kiss FM, huh?
Willie Nelson and
Chad Smith.
The drummer for the Red Hot Chili Peppers? Sure. Yeah.
Those two had a show together. You didn't know that?
I love the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Chad Smith.
It was actually Will Ferrell, but he was just pretending.
Impersonating. Yeah. Yeah, I get it. All right, 16 is the score, huh?
16 is the score to beat. Wait a second.
Well, what'd you do? Did you blow a fuse?
He broke it.
There it is.
I was just doing the wrong orange button.
All right.
Ace, welcome.
For the championship.
Oh, I got to get my list out, I suppose. Question number one.
You go off of memory.
I actually probably would remember them all, but I'm going to double check just to make sure.
I can throw in some harder ones, too.
Question. We should do that. Okay, you just try to remember the list, and you give it to the second person. The National Basketball Association. Sorry about your friend Giannis, by the way.
Oh, boy.
It is Toronto.
It's okay, first off. It had to happen, but they are... Jeez, did you turn that up more?
I tried to turn it down, and I...
They are the Raptors in Toronto, Ontario, Canada.
Wow. Good on both of you. You understood the assignment. You both knew Ontario. And you get both points to start us off.
Two for two over
province,
here.
Two for two. Yes.
Tied through one question. You even got the province. Well done.
Thank you.
Two. We're going to the MLB.
Okay.
This is the American League of the MLB. And the team is New York.
New York. Yankees, of course, in the American League, and it depends how you want it listed. So, you know, can I give you the Bronx, New York? Can I give you New York City, New York?
Look at you two overachievers here.
That's exactly what I did too.
We had the exact same conversation.
I'm not getting screwed over here by overdoing it and saying Bronx, and you say nope.
New York City.
He said the borough, so he gets the title.
Yeah.
Yep.
What was the answer that you were looking for?
I just had New York City.
Okay.
And the Bronx as a borough was a nice little.
Just a nice little touch for both of you. You know, okay. Nice little touch.
All right.
The next
tied at 4-4
through two questions.
Yep.
Question number three. We're going AAA baseball.
Oh, boy.
It's the Pacific Coast League. Okay. No, it is not. It's the PCL, but I don't know.
I think that's Pacific Coast.
You're right.
Okay.
Yeah, I think PCL.
Yeah. The team is Sugar Land.
Oh, they got a fun little... Damn it. I don't know where they are, though.
Space Cowboys. Is correct. Guesses on the location.
I don't know.
Wow. The listeners at home are or on the road, wherever you're at, taking a walk in podcast form, are laughing at the split here.
Did you go the other way? I'll ask you after. But I really don't know. I don't know what city.
We're
playing this fair.
I
don't know. I really don't. I'm just gonna let it roll. We're gonna say Dallas, Texas.
Dallas, Texas.
That was comical how that played out.
You are in the correct state. I think they're close to Dallas, but they are located in Sugar Land, Texas.
Damn. I should have just done that. I've done that on other guesses, too.
Damn.
It is. I did not know Sugar Land was the name of a location. I just knew it was a band.
Both? I got the location. I said Skeeters. Like, I had a weird... What did I say?
There's a
I think you said the Sugar Beaters.
I said Sugar Beaters.
They were formerly called the Skeeters, though.
I had a lot of...
It was like halfway there.
Ears in my mind, you know?
Why didn't I just say Sugar Land?
But we are dead tied to this point.
Aren't they five out of six.
Isn't Sugar Land
I just made that joke.
Okay.
Jeez.
Right now, while I was here?
Yeah,
while you're saying that. I'm sorry.
So I didn't know it was a city. I just knew it was a band.
There's got to be something more. That one?
Got to be something there. Yeah, I think so. Couldn't actually tell you. But.
Okay.
Question number four is in the WHL, the Western Hockey League.
Yeah, that's what I did,
okay.
too.
The team is Portland.
Hey, Okay.
I've been to several of these games.
And so we should know that because he went.
I thought maybe one of you guys would know.
If you were a good friend and if you were a good friend and sent us pictures at the game, maybe we would know.
I'm going to say Portland, Oregon for the city.
Well done. I guess, yeah, I shouldn't have said that. You might have guessed Portland, Maine. I kind of gave it away.
Well, I was going to say Portland, Oregon, but when you said...
And the Western Hockey League, I figured, yeah.
Right. The Portland, they're the Portland... should have said the Boise one. I could have given this Steelheads. Although I don't know if
I should have gone. I should have done the Boise CBA team that Larry Krestovia coached. I can't even remember. They're the
Rough Riders. I'm gonna go
Stampedes.
Portland Silver Swords.
Wow,
the Portland That's Silver a good Swords. Guess. I love you. That's Chaminade, isn't it?
It is
The Chaminade Silver Swords.
Well, you get the location right. Ooh, okay. I put the wrong one there. We're still tied at six. Okay. They are the Portland Winter Hawks.
I
the Blackhawks
affiliate,
I believe. Yes.
So you also
We're
got
dead
two,
tied.
Okay. So you had tied two up. More incorrects the rest of the way.
Yep.
Okay.
Let's so you gotta lock it in here.
All right.
We got time. We're good. To the World Cup, we're going. Question five.
Damn you.
Mm-hmm. The team is Spain.
I don't know.
I'm absolutely shocked.
Did you go two for two?
You both got a World Cup team in the semifinals. You knew I was going here. You didn't even look at... And what's the most famous national team on the planet?
I will tell you I did not get.
City, I'll say Madrid, Spain.
We're going for... They technically don't have a home location, so we're going for the capital of Spain.
I don't know if I know it. Well, I do know another city in Spain, but I don't know if that'd be the capital.
Any guesses for the team name?
I have no clue. We'll say they're the Bulls.
The Bulls.
Running the Bulls.
Yeah,
better guess than I had.
That's good.
Okay, what else? Madrid. There's. I'm just going to stick to it. Madrid, Spain.
Madrid, Spain.
I actually am glad there's no funny business because I also missed it. And I was like, Madrid, Barcelona. And I guessed
Barcelona.
Madrid, too.
Damn.
I guessed it. So Barcelona. In the best of ways, though, we got the same. Yeah. And are that we at the exact same right now?
You're at the exact same. 7 out of 10 through the professional.
Run the table. And you deserve it.
So you've got college. Right. Yeah, if you can get all 10 college, that would be
impressive. This is what troubles me because Corcoran is
he's doing jumping jacks right now too. I think he knows
his college location. Yes. I thought I'm like, oh, maybe I'll pick one up on the professional side.
I just feel good that if Ace goes 10 for 10, I am absolutely giving it 10.
Yeah. Sure. They are La Roja, by the way.
Okay.
The red. Again. Do you speak Spanish? Have you paid attention to the team name game, or did you study at all? Apparently, it's a no for both of you guys. Sorry.
No.
You both did beat me. So, and do I get third place since I lost to the two people in the championship and didn't play anybody else?
Sure, man.
Sweet.
Yeah, I think so.
Makes you feel better.
Yeah.
Thanks, pal. It does make me feel better. All right, question six is the SEC. It's Tennessee.
Tennessee. They're the Volunteers in Knoxville, Tennessee.
Well done. Well done.
Rocky Top, you'll always be. Home sweet home to me. Good old Rocky Top.
Woo!
Rocky nice. Top, Tennessee.
Good stuff. All right. Question number 7 is in the Big 12, and it is TCU.
They are the Horned Frogs, and they are in Fort Worth, Texas.
Bing bong. Those are both correct. Up to 11.
To 6 points.
3 questions to go.
Here we
tied
go.
Through here.
Comes down to this.
This is where the rubber meets the road. That's question number 8. This is where the chicken meets the coop. It's where the horse meets the carriage. It's American. Out of the Patriot League.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. That was confusing. I was trying to think of more metaphors that don't make sense.
Eagles.
He's correct on Eagles. Can you get the location?
No, it's East Coast. Kid from my hometown played there.
Wow. What sport?
Basketball. Men's basketball. Nice. Jackson Notech.
Good. Good guy. Sounds like it.
Nice guy.
Because his name is Jackson.
Yeah, exactly.
Damn. American.
Oh,
Oh, he thinks? I thought those were cherries. It actually is 2026.
Yeah, you said cherries. So I thought those were cherries.
I was confused by that, too.
Hey, my brain works differently.
You've been first up on the flathead too much.
First thought, I feel like it's too obvious, but I'm going to go Washington, D.C.
Washington, D.C., huh? For the American Eagles.
Ooh, he's watching the button, so I had to hover over wrong answer there for a second.
I was looking at you that time. I didn't want to see it.
Well done. 13 out of 13 for both of them through 8 questions. 13 out of 16 for both of them. To question number 9.
Woo! 2 to go.
Uh-oh.
This might be where the separation occurs. East Tennessee State, ETSU.
Buccaneers.
Buccaneers, he says. That is correct.
Johnson City.
To Johnson City, Tennessee.
Wow.
Come on.
Wow.
Come on.
I did not see.
Nope, I didn't see him getting that one.
I didn't see either of you getting that one, and you both pulled it. How did you pull Johnson City, Tennessee? That is.
Locked in.
All right. I just know it because of Wagon Wheel. I didn't know there was a school there. It all comes down to this.
I can't tell you.
And I did not prepare any tiebreakers because I did not think there would be a tie. So I'm just going to have to start Googling teams.
We might have to think of a tiebreaker after the 4th of July if it's a tie half.
We might have to come back. Number 10 is in the America East, and it's NJIT.
Highlanders
for the tie.
You're tied at 16. Can he come up with the location?
I don't know.
Of NJIT. I've never let the clap play out for all 15 seconds. Oh, you got a little fade in there, too. I like that. For the team name game open title, if he can come up with where NJIT located, then he has successfully rigged the game for himself.
And if he pulls this out after Johnson City and DC, then...
I don't know many cities, but I'm going to go Trenton, New Jersey.
Trenton, New Jersey, he says. Let me consult the list.
God! And that's exactly
the same
what I guessed.
That he gave. It is in Newark, New Jersey.
Hold on. Did we miss the exact same four? I think outside of the one where I missed Sugarland, we missed the exact same four
on
top.
You missed the same location. You guys flipped Sugarland. You both missed the Winter Hawks, but got Portland, Oregon, and you both missed La Roja.
That was incredible.
Wow.
So we tie?
We tie. Wow. And now you guys have to think.
All right, that means I get the mug. Wow, back to back. Back to back team name game open champion, Jackson Wagner. Congratulations.
Hey, enjoy the cherries.
We are up against the clock. Corcoran's got to get going. Okay, so we gotta go. I think we're already over. We gotta come up with some kind of tiebreaker, or we just split the mug. I don't know. We got a tiebreaker.
You gotta have a tiebreaker.
You guys tie broke last year.
Yeah, we went. Yeah, sure.
Okay.
We went about 60 something. Without a miss.
The only two cities I thought of were Trenton and Newark, and
I thought that maybe. Yeah, I don't know. Newark slipped him up last week, so I thought maybe it'd be fresh on the mind for one of you.
Damn.
Not the case. Well done.
We'll come up with a tiebreaker. TBD. To be continued, actually. Your home for Grizz Athletics is AM.